When you start learning English, you always translate. If you are translating in your head, you know it takes too much time and energy, and it makes speaking feel slow and stressful. You want to speak, but the words do not come out easily. Your brain gets stuck between two languages. You stop, you wait, and the sentence you wanted to say is gone. It's not your fault. Your brain is working too hard to translate every word. Many of my students feel the same way. One of them was Sarah. She came to me after class one day, looking tired and a little sad. She said, "Daniel, I understand English when I read. I understand English when I listen. But when I try to speak, I stop. I translate every single word from my language into English. And by the time I find the words, the conversation is already finished." I smiled and told her, "Sarah, you are not alone. Almost every student I teach has the same problem. But here is the good news. We can fix it. We just need to train your brain, step by step." So I gave her a plan with 15 golden steps that can really fix this problem. These steps have already helped many of my students speak more easily and think directly in English. Are you ready to learn how to think in English? This is the technique that can change your life. Let's learn how to think in English in 15 easy steps. The first step is small, but very powerful. But before we start, please make sure that you subscribe and send it to your friends to help them change their English learning journey. Step 1. Start simple. Start small with everyday objects. Do not translate. Just remember the names. I said to Sarah, "Don't start with complicated grammar. Start with what you see right in front of you. These are the most commonly used things you will need to get better at speaking." That night, she walked into her bedroom and whispered, "Pillow, blanket, lamp, shelf, door." At first, it felt awkward. But then, she smiled. For the first time, she was using English without translating. I told her to make it into a memory game. Choose 5 things in a room. Name them in English. Step outside. Wait 1 minute. Then come back and repeat them. She laughed and said, "It feels like a children's game." I answered, "Exactly. Children learn language quickly because they play with it. Let's play too." This was her first real taste of thinking in English directly. No translation needed. Step 2. Short sentences, not just words. A few days later, Sarah said, "Daniel, I know more words now, but I can't put them together fast enough when I speak." I explained, "That's because your brain is still trying to build sentences word by word. Instead, we need to learn groups of words and full sentences, also called pre-made structures. It's like using a pre-made window or door when building a house. You don't build it again from scratch. You just use it. It's faster. You can do the same thing in English. Instead of translating, memorize everyday sentences that people use all the time. For example, I love reading books. Here you can replace reading with any activity. Playing football. I am impressed. Here you can replace impressed with other words like happy, sad, bored, etc. See, with just a small change of word, you can avoid translating in your head. Now she wasn't just memorizing words. She was memorizing real ideas she could use in conversation. That night, when she felt tired, she didn't just think sleep. She told herself, "I want to sleep now." She told me the next day, "Daniel, it felt so natural, like English was already inside my head." Step 3. Talk to yourself out loud. Sarah was not sure about this step. She said, "Daniel, I feel embarrassed to talk to myself. What if my brother hears me?" I laughed. When I was learning French, I spoke to myself all the time, in the shower, in the car, even while cooking pasta. My friends thought I was crazy, but it worked. I gave her a challenge. Just 2 minutes a day, not an hour. 2 minutes. The next evening, while washing dishes, she whispered, "I'm cleaning the plate. The water is warm. The soap smells nice." At first, she spoke softly, but I encouraged her. Don't just whisper. Speak clearly. Let your ears and tongue practice too. After a week, she told me, "Daniel, I feel less afraid. My mouth is learning English sounds." That's the beauty of out loud practice. It builds confidence word by word. Step 4. Explain the meaning of simple words in English. In this way, your brain will learn how to think in English. Then, I shared a modern secret with her. I said, "Every time you meet a new word, don't translate it. Look it up in an English-only dictionary. Get the meaning explained in simple English." She tried it with the word soap. Instead of translating, she typed, "Explain soap in easy English." The definition was, "Something you use to wash your hands or body with." Sarah wrote that down in her notebook. She didn't use her native language. She built an English-to-English connection. Soon, her notebook was full of clear, simple explanations in English. She called it her English-only dictionary. And every time she looked at it, she felt proud, because she wasn't depending on translation anymore. She was memorizing simple meanings. Step 5. Describe what you see and do. One Saturday afternoon, Sarah went for a walk. She saw people, trees, and cars passing by. And instead of staying silent, she narrated in English, "A man is crossing the street. A dog is running after a ball. The tall tree has green leaves." At first, the sentences were short. But then she added details. "The young boy in the yellow jacket is running quickly to catch the bus." She told me later, "Daniel, it feels like I'm telling a story in my head." And that's exactly the point. When you see more details, your English thinking becomes more natural. Step 6. Use images, not translations. One day I saw Sarah's notebook again. She had written river equals, followed by a translation in her own language. I shook my head gently. "No, Sarah, don't do it like this. Don't use translation. Use images." I asked her to draw a small picture of a river, two lines of water between land, and then write the English word under it, river. She started doing the same for other words. For mountain, she drew a triangle. For chair, a little sketch with four legs. For dog, a small cartoon with ears. She laughed at her own drawings, but they worked. Now, when I see the picture in my mind, I don't need to translate. I just say the English word. That's the power of linking English directly to images, not translations. Step 7. Switch one daily habit into English. To make English part of her everyday life, I told Sarah, pick one habit and change it to English. She chose her shopping list. Instead of writing it in her native language, she started writing bread, milk, rice, apples. The next week, she switched her phone to English. Suddenly, every button, every message, every alert was in English. At first, she felt confused, but after a few days, she said, "Daniel, it feels normal now. I'm reading English every time I check my phone." That's the magic. Small changes that push your brain into English mode again and again. Step 8. Use quiet moments. Most learners only connect English with stress, the classroom, the exam, the job interview. I told Sarah, let's change that. Let's make English feel calm and peaceful. At night, before bed, she closed her eyes and reviewed her day in English. I studied in the morning. I met my cousin at lunch. I cooked pasta for dinner. She said it felt calm, almost like telling herself a bedtime story. One night, she messaged me, "Daniel, I dreamed in English, just a little, but it happened." That's when I knew her brain was starting to trust English, not fear it. Step 9. Make decisions in English. One morning, I asked Sarah, "What did you have for breakfast today?" She smiled, "Bread and cheese." I said, "Next time, don't just eat. Make the choice in English. For example, I'll eat bread today because I don't have time to cook." She tried it later, with her clothes. Instead of silently choosing between two jackets, she said, "I'll wear the black jacket because it's warmer than the blue one." At first, it felt slow. But after a week, she told me, "Daniel, I'm starting to think about my choices directly in English. It feels automatic." Making daily decisions in English trained her brain to reason, not just name objects. Step 10. Use context, not apps. Like many learners, Sarah loved using translation apps. She admitted, "Sometimes I check my phone for every new word." I told her, "That's okay, but if you depend on it too much, you'll slow down. Instead, try to guess from the context." We read a short story together. She opened her umbrella because the rain was heavy. Sarah didn't know the word umbrella, but she guessed it must be something people use to protect themselves from rain. She was right, and she felt proud. "Daniel, I can guess without my dictionary." I reminded her, that's how children learn. They don't translate. They guess from the situation. From then on, she promised herself to guess first and check later. Step 11. Keep track of your progress. I told Sarah, write 3 sentences in English every night, simple ones about your day. Her first entries were short. I cooked rice. I watched TV. I called my friend. But after a few weeks, they grew longer. I cooked rice with vegetables, and it tasted good. I watched a movie and understood many sentences without subtitles. She showed me her notebook with a proud smile. Daniel, I can see my English growing on the page. She also began recording herself. The first recordings were slow, full of pauses. But after 2 months, her voice was smoother, her sentences quicker. That progress gave her energy to keep going. Step 12. Engage with people. I told her, Sarah, English grows faster in conversation. You need to use it with others. She was shy at first, but she joined a small online group where learners practiced speaking together. Her first messages were short. Hello, how are you? But slowly, she began writing more. One day, she even joined a voice chat. She told me about a moment when she forgot the word wallet. Instead of freezing, she said the small bag for money. Everyone understood. Later, she looked up the word, but in the moment, she kept speaking. That day, she told me, Daniel, I realized I don't need perfect words to communicate. I just need courage. Step 13. Make English part of the fun things you do. I asked Sarah, what do you enjoy most in your free time? She answered without thinking, cooking. So I challenged her, find a recipe video in English. Follow it step by step. She tried making pancakes. She learned words like whisk, batter, and flip. And because she was enjoying herself, the words stuck. Later, she sent me a message. Daniel, I cooked pancakes and learned 3 new words. My stomach is happy, and my English is happy too. That's the power of fun. When you enjoy the activity, the language becomes easier to remember. Step 14. Be patient and persistent. 1 week, she came to class with a sad face. Daniel, I still make mistakes. Maybe I'll never be fluent. I shook my head. Sarah, mistakes mean progress. Every mistake is proof that you're practicing. Remember, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes progress. I told her that even my most successful students had made mistakes many times, but they kept going, and that's why they improved. Her face softened. She said, "So I just need to keep going, right?" I smiled and said, "Exactly. Fluency is not magic. It's a habit. Be patient with yourself. You're already improving." Step 15. Celebrate small wins. One day, after class, I noticed Sarah was a little frustrated. She said, "Daniel, I've been practicing, but I don't feel like I'm improving fast enough." I told her, "Sarah, you are improving, but you can't always see it because the progress is small. Step by step. Let's make it visible." I asked her to bring a small notebook, and I showed her how to draw a simple list with checkboxes. I said, "Every time you complete one of the steps, like naming objects in English, writing 3 sentences in your journal or speaking out loud for 2 minutes, tick a box. That checkmark is your proof. Her first page looked something like this. Named 5 objects in English. Talked to myself out loud while cooking. Wrote 3 sentences in my English journal. Watched a video and repeated the sentences, shadowing. Recapped my day in English before bed. I explained, "Sarah, don't wait for a big win like giving a speech or passing a test. Celebrate these small wins every day. Each checkbox is a reminder that you are moving forward." A week later, she came back and said, "Daniel, I love ticking the boxes. It feels like a little victory each time. Some days, I even practice just because I want to check the box." That's the power of small wins. When you notice them, you build motivation. When you celebrate them, you keep going. And step by step, those little ticks turn into big results. Step by step, Sarah changed. She started with translation and frustration. But little by little, naming objects, practicing sentences, speaking out loud, writing in a journal, joining groups, and making English fun, she trained her brain. Nothing is easy, and everything takes time. But that is how real progress happens. One day, she walked into class with a big smile and said, "Daniel, I realized something. Yesterday, I was walking home and I was thinking in English without even trying." That's the moment every learner waits for, when English stops being a subject and becomes a natural part of your thoughts. So, if you're listening to this, remember Sarah's journey. Start simple. Speak out loud. Use pictures and full sentences. Change small habits. Stay patient. Tonight, before you go to bed, take 1 quiet minute. Write down 3 sentences in English about your day. Keep it simple. Keep it short, but do it in English. That one small step can grow into a powerful daily habit. And who knows, one day soon, you'll smile, just like Sarah, and say, "I did it. English is mine now." Write your 3 sentences in the comments below. I'll be reading, and I'd love to see your progress. If you enjoyed this story and want more lessons like this, don't forget to subscribe to Magic for English and turn on the bell so you never miss an episode. Also, let me know what you'd like the next topic to be.